It is what we call history 0102, part 7 of 0102. And Liverpool have found themselves into, we summed up the nature of the previous year, at the end of the previous show, and Liverpool are in a title challenge. There's no sort of getting away from that. After they play against West Ham on the 29th, they find themselves throwing the title race wide open with a draw, ironically enough, but they are 2 points off top with a game in hand. Arsenal, Newcastle, Leeds on 39, 38, Liverpool on 37, Manchester United 4 points back on 33, also with a game in hand on those ahead of them. So Liverpool are banging it, and then the new year starts. And the first game of the new year, Liverpool are at home to Bolton Wanderers. Mike Nevin, they go 1-0 up through Steven Gerrard. But Bolton nick one and get one back. And it's a real blow, really. Liverpool don't play particularly well either across the 90 minutes.
No. I remember it being a particularly flat afternoon. I mean, New Year's Day games, I think, traditionally have always been relatively quiet in the crowd. After Christmas, the Christmas games are far more well-received. There's a real appetite for Christmas football. But I think if there was one fixture I'd remove from the calendar, it would be the New Year's Day fixture, because I think everybody's sort of had enough, and then you're looking forward to the...
Sort of my abiding Anfield memory of my entire life on New Year's Day is coming out after seeing us beat Leeds 3-0, and I think it's, I don't even know when it is, it might be the late 80s, early 90s, and we're coming out past the Kop End, and there's a lad just throwing up in the street, yes. And a lad next to me just sort of nudge elbows me and goes, New Year's Day.
Yeah. It was a sort of relatively similar story. A mate of mine was sat in the main stand the day that Gerrard scored, but that absolute rocket against Southampton. I think it was the previous season, actually. And he'd actually nodded off in the main stand, and just the roar of the crowd, the severity of the shot actually woke him from his slumber.
Father so, Jack.
Yeah, I don't think he was sick exactly, but still a rude awakening.